My little surprise, Jefferson. The gentleman under the blanket where you expected to find me is your cutthroat friend, Barracuda.
Blast you, Mandrake.
Watch him, Mandrake.
Don't reach for your gun, Jefferson. I took the trouble to relieve Barracuda of his. Jefferson, I've never killed a man in my life, but don't give me an excuse to break that record. Wiping you out wouldn't give me anything at all. Wouldn't be any worse than crushing a snake under my heel.
Don't shoot, Mandrake. Don't shoot.
Can you tell me one good reason why I shouldn't?
Yes. You'll only bring Captain X and his sailors on a run from the dock. And they're on to the teeth. You wouldn't have a chance.
I thought of that first. I think that's what saved your life. At least for the time being. Nada, take that pistol from his hip pocket.
I've got it, Mandrake.
How did you manage to change places with Barracuda? I saw him tie you down to that stretcher.
And you saw two sailors start up here from the dock carrying the stretcher, with Barracuda leading the way, didn't you?
Yes. And I can't understand
how... A good magician never exposes his tricks, Jefferson. But I am going to let you see Barracuda's face. Maybe you'll guess the rest. Nada, turn the blanket down.
Yes, Mandrake.
Look, Jefferson...
Why, he's asleep.
Hypnotic sleep. He's fully under my control and ready to obey every suggestion I make and answer every question. Watch. Barracuda.
Yeah?
Is the telephone still connected?
No, I broke the connection.
The radio?
Dismantled to load aboard the submarine.
Not the answers you wanted, are they? You're no better off now than you were before. You haven't a chance to win.
Jefferson, I have one piece of information from Captain X that I've already made use of. But I won't use the weapon he put in my hand unless I have to save the lives of my friends.
Save your bluff for Captain X. Maybe he'll swallow them.
Nada, where's Lothar and Tommy?
They're wired to chairs in the next room. Well, Tommy was so exhausted he fell asleep.
And your brother, Sigrid?
He was bound and gagged in the cellar. Do you want me to go... What was that?
Now, Master! Master! Lothar snap wires and legs. Lothar smash body into wall and break chair. Now, Lothar break wires or wrist.
Lothar! Stop it!
Mandrake, make him stop. He's been trying for hours to break those wires.
Lothar, not sissy baby.
Lothar.
Lothar, man.
Oh, make him stop, man.
Lothar.
Those wires are buried in his wrist. He's tearing his flesh to ribbons.
Lothar, Lothar.
Lothar, hear Master's voice. Long way off. Lothar, come as soon as get wires loose.
He's out of his head from pain and lost blood.
See if you can find a pair of pliers over there on that table, Nada. I'll have to cut him loose.
Lothar need two arms. Strong arms to help Master.
Don't strain at those wires anymore, Lothar. Just stand still while I get some water from the sink. Find any pliers, Nada?
Not yet, Mandrake.
Don't move, Jefferson, unless you want to stop a bullet.
I'm not moving.
Hear Master's voice. Now hear Alec Jefferson's voice. You not move. Not after Lothar fix.
Mandrake, keep this madman away from me.
Lothar fix. Lothar fix good this time.
Keep him away. Keep him away.
Lothar.
Lothar can't tear wire from wrists, but Lothar can use two hands like clubs.
No, don't.
Lothar. No. How like that, huh?
Mandrake, has Lothar killed him?
I don't know. He brought those two great hands of his down on Jefferson's back with enough force to shatter his spine.
Lothar Biggs. Lothar Biggs.
I can't find any pliers. Mandrake.
Hmm?
Look out that window.
Where?
Down toward the dock. Isn't that a light moving this way?
Yes. Somebody started up here from the dock.
What are you going to do?
Gamble my last card on Barracuda. Lothar?
Master, speak.
Yes, Lothar, old friend. Can you stand the pain from those wires cutting into your wrist a little longer?
Lothar, not sissy baby. Lothar can stand pain.
Sit here in this chair, and no matter what happens, don't move.
Lothar, obey master.
Good.
Mandrake, Jefferson isn't dead. He's still breathing.
All right. Barracuda.
Yeah?
Open your eyes.
Sure.
Now stand up.
Yeah?
Those ropes will fall away from you. You're not really tied to that stretcher.
Yeah? Say, I feel kind of funny. Like I was a wooden figure and you was pulling the string.
That's exactly what you are. You have complete control of all your senses now. You can walk, talk, and act entirely normal. But your mental control will come from me, even though I do not speak a word.
Even though you do not speak a word.
Can you control him, Mandry?
I'll test him. Barracuda.
Yeah?
Tell me, what is my mind telling you to do?
Help you carry Jefferson in the next room.
Perfect. All right. I'll help you lift him.
Hurry, man.
Yes.
That lantern's over halfway up the path. They'll be here in a moment.
All right, Nada. Ah, there we are. Now, Barracuda, I'm going to lie down in this stretcher and cover myself completely with a blanket.
Yeah?
Then I want you to tie me on it exactly as you did before.
Sure. I'll do that.
Mandrake, have you gone mad too, like Lothar? We've got to release Tommy and my brother Sigrid. We've got to run.
How far could Tommy and Sigrid run after being bound all day? Look at Lothar with his hands wired together. Look at yourself, so weak you can scarcely stand. Barracuda, hurry with those ropes.
Sure. I'm hurrying.
But this is madness. At least you could get away. Go for help.
Yes, yes, I could get away, Nada, without the slightest difficulty. Once around with that rope again, Barracuda.
But, Mandrake...
Before I could return with help, Nada, you'd all be blown to bits. Captain X plans to blow Shore Point off the map in less than an hour. Barracuda, pull those ropes tight.
Sure. Just like you said before.
But, Mandrake, what can you do, bound and helpless on that stretcher?
I can escape from these ropes in less than 5 seconds, as I did before.
But what...
I can control every word that Barracuda speaks. Make him answer every question as I will him to answer it. Don't stop to question me, Nada. Trust me, as you've always done.
You can douse that lantern, Dorfman, and leave it out here. Think I'll take a look at the shoreline through the night glasses before going in.
Captain X and Dorfman, watch your step with Captain X, Nada. He's as ruthless a killer as I've ever come across. And cagey.
What about Dorfman?
Dorfman's a friend. I want him over to our side. But I don't know why Captain X is bringing him here. I wish I did. Careful now.
I'll do my best, Mandrake.
Not a sign of anything north of us, Dorfman. Looks like this was our lucky night.
Suppose Alex Jefferson recovers consciousness, Mandrake.
We've got to have some luck, too. At any rate, the next few minutes will decide whether any of us ever sees another sunrise.